This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
How many millions of people are listening? It's very exciting. Although I don't ever think about the millions in the sense that I'm talking to you, and I'm not talking to him, but I'm talking to you. You are the focus. Jennifer Horn here to focus on you. Victoria Keelan, Kara Schilling. One of the greatest things in the world. I probably should. Some of the things that you stylistically get into a habit, if that's what it is, when you listen to people and they do what you like, then you kind of copy them. I think that happens in most any business as you grow up. And some of the people I listened to had great shticks on the radio. And I was thinking of the passing of Harry Harrison, which I noted on the air a couple of weeks ago, one of the great jocks in New York City. He always used to open up every hour by saying, "Hi, Mom." And that was just, "Hi, Mom." "Hi, Mom." All the mothers that are listening at this time, getting themselves ready. It's cool. Struggling through the day. There are all kinds of adversities. I think Victoria was talking about just waking up to the alarm clock. How are things better once you kind of throw a little water on your face, you look at the day, and you have the ability to turn crap into fertilizer, which is what a lot of the stuff going on in the world is, just crap. Jennifer has an example of that for us, right, Jennifer?
I'll try to live up to those words. Thanks for that, by the way.
Crap into fertilizer. That's what
it is. Yeah, right.
She has transformative skills, ladies and gentlemen, like you would not believe. The skill that has been taught to her by her father.
She's turned water into wine.
Wine. Now, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So
McDonald's turned regular fish into squares. So how can you beat that?
Wendy's, too. Hamburgers into squares, right? Yeah.
Right, they did that. Right, exactly. All right, so you're going to transform something.
First of all, how much do you know about Corey Feldman?
Enough. Corey Haim and Corey Feldman were two famous actors, youngsters as they grew up, and they both had drug problems. One of them's dead. I don't remember which one is dead, but is it Haim that's dead?
It is Haim that's dead. Corey Feldman is still alive. And he said that as Corey Haim was dying, that he promised to tell Corey, or I guess they had conversations. He wasn't with Corey Haim when he died, but he said when they were friends, which they were throughout their life, that he would tell the story, or whoever died first would tell the story of what happened to them. And so he said that just a few days ago.
You mean happened with
sexual abuse. There was always the claim that they had been the victim of sexual predators in Hollywood as child actors. And so last week, Corey Feldman kept his promise to release the big news on his Hollywood pedophile expose titled My Truth, The Rape of Two Coreys. He gave his fans an e-ticket, basically, with a release date and a poster confirming that the movie was coming very soon. He said that the entire reveal is that it will only be shown one time, so you'll only have one opportunity to see this if this is something that you're interested in. Many have questioned what his motives are in making a documentary that can only be viewed once. Now, he went to Twitter, and he's broken down the reasons for showing this movie one single time. He said on Twitter, "People keep asking me, why only one time? Don't you want everyone to be able to see it? My answer is, of course, I want a million people to see it all, watching it together live from all over the world. This will be the very first time a film audience will experience a film this way globally." So he's trying to create a movement, apparently, of having people all come together for this one moment. I'm guessing he wants to break the interwebs maybe with his announcement, or at least that's what he thinks. And so he was having trouble finding a distributor for his documentary. Netflix, who would be probably a perfect partner for him, didn't have any interest in it. They declined to stream the movie. So he claimed that he would release this on basically on his own terms. He said that everybody else thought it was too dangerous and that they weren't declining it for lack of interest. They were declining it because it was too dangerous for what it will reveal. The movie is going to stream at 8 p.m. in Los Angeles. Anyone else in a different time zone will have to check exactly what that looks like around the world, and it's going to cost you $20. So if you want to view this, it's $20.
Pay $20 to look at that sordid stuff.
I don't know. I'm kind of interested.
So when is it? Just him just sitting there telling people what happened?
He's going to release the name of the powerful person that he's always alluded to in his life that he says raped him and Corey Haim on the set of Lucas back in 1985.
I'm guessing it's it's a studio head or somebody, like, a big, big name.
Well, in 2017, Dominic Brascia, who's an actor, accused Charlie Sheen of being the one that raped Corey Haim.
Hmm.
So that's why I guess there's some interest to this.
When is it? It's at 8 o'clock. What night? Is it this week?
It's coming out, this week. So I'll find out what day it is. It's March 9th.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was this week. March 9th is the date, and you can go at mytruthdoc.com, and you can buy your tickets starting February 22nd, but he just revealed all of this on Twitter over the last several days. He said it was very emotional.
Jennifer, you spent $20 to watch that?
No. I'll be interested to know what other people...
What the results are.
Yeah.
Do you know how old Corey Feldman was when that movie came out, when he was in that movie?
Which movie?
They're talking about on the set of, what is it?
Lucas.
Because Charlie Sheen is only 6 years older than him, so I'm
And that was what they were saying, is that that's what a lot of people said when this actor came out. Well, he was only that much older.
And not that you can't rate someone who is...
Years means something when you're young.
If he was a teenager and Charlie Sheen was in his 20s, that makes sense. I was just thinking, okay, if he was an actual child, then that's kind of odd, but...
Well, let's figure it out. Let's sleuth it. So Corey Feldman is 48 right now.
Yeah.
So he would have been in 1985... He would have been
14.
Well, that was 34 years ago. Yeah, 14. So, okay, 20 and 14. That would make sense, if that's actually true. Yeah.
What a sad state of affairs, isn't it? When you
it's obviously impacted his entire life.
Of course
life.
It has.
Yeah. And that's why
maybe that's why they went to drugs, these kids.
That's why a lot of child actors go to drugs.
Corey Feldman has said that in that book that came out, I don't know, a long time ago when Barbara Walters, he was on The View, and Barbara Walters like kind of defended the people who he was accusing in the establishment.
She was an establishment hack, and she always was.
Yeah. So, also a really nasty person. I have a friend who worked on that show. But anyway, in his book, he said that it's not a surprise to any former child actor when you find out that people have OD'd. He said people think that it's because you're no longer cute and you don't get work. He said that's actually not why child actors have such a bad life path. It's really because of all the sexual abuse that they suffer. And he described being a young boy and knowing lots of other young boys who would just basically get passed around at these Hollywood pool parties from like one pedophile to the next. And he said it was part of the deal.
So
and parents were not allowed to be around. And
how does this connect to the Me Too movement? What would you call this movie?
Because
clearly this is another dark page in Hollywood history, as it has a number of victims.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all kind of the same, obviously. I think the Me Too movement focuses a little bit more on women. But I think the main focus of all of it is how higher-ups in Hollywood and basically in any industry have always been taking advantage of people, whether that's, you know, with money or by sexually abusing them. It's just, I don't know. It's been going on forever, and I would love to see that change.
Wouldn't we all?
Yeah.
All right, so speaking of strange things in Hollywood, Act 2 of the Jesse Smollett drama has begun. He was indicted on charges related to the police attack. He called the police or the whole affair a hoax. So now the police are after him. This is a six-month-long investigation. Special prosecutor looking into police claims that he paid two brothers to stage that fake hate crime against him. Has that been a year already? My God.
Yeah.
Jeez. Cook County prosecutors dropped 16 disorderly conduct charges against him. just over a month after police had accused him of orchestrating this hoax because he was upset with his salary on Empire. Is that show, this is the last season of that, I think, isn't it? Of Empire?
I think so.
Mm-hmm. TV show?
Yeah. I think so, yeah.
Yeah, so he told,
he told police that he was attacked as he was walking home. He claimed two masked men, one of them also wearing a red hat, shouted racist and homophobic slurs at him as they beat him up, put a noose around his neck, and poured chemicals on him. But the police say, in reality, that Smollett paid these two guys $3,500, and he was dumb enough to pay him with a check. After his arrest, prosecutors dropped the charges. He agreed to forfeit his $10,000 bail. And they said, okay, that's fine. 16 hours of community service. See you later. The cops didn't like that at all. And so now he's going to trial to face these two. So what do you think is going to happen? Any guesses as to are they going to get him or not?
I guess you would get jail time, right?
If he's found guilty? I think there's going to be something. I mean, it may not be a stiff sentence, but it'll probably be something. You can't, and especially because it got so much notoriety, I think they probably, sadly, want to make an example of him, which we see with a lot of high-profile cases, that they want to turn people off from doing stuff like this, and they use them as a vehicle.
Yep. Well, it'll be interesting to see where it all goes. Bogus, I think, is the word that I'd use to apply to all of this. Here's something that's not. This week's American Family Farmers Show, we keep all of the podcasts of our programs like the American Family Farmer, the Health Show, that sort of thing, Your Hidden Power, are all put up on the websites that bear those names. So if you go to AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com, you'll find an update on how chickens will change the world. So if you want to find out how chickens will change your world, that is a new trade deal with China, and there's a lot of discussion about hormones and chicken, that sort of thing. So find out, get the story, listen to the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for MyPillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
Hey, guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week, we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you, too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is what Flo from Progressive sounds like in one of our many hilarious commercials.
Hi, did you know that you can get a quote on your motorcycle insurance in under 3 minutes at Progressive.com? And did you know that saying hi makes even bad news sound good? Hi, you have high cholesterol. Hi, you're fine.
And this is what that same commercial sounds like on your motorcycle.
Hi, there's overtaking.
Even our commercials sound better on a bike. And with basic policy starting at $75 a year, Progressive helps keep you on yours. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and also at Progressive.com. So you want to have your motorcycle. Who's got a motorcycle? I think
my dad's got a motorcycle.
Has he?
Oh, yeah. He's a big biker.
All right, so get him insurance with Progressive. 21 after here on the DJV program.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. Runs in my family on my mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
It would appear here musically. 23 and change after the hour on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, Doug, and you. Getting into Luke Bryan, Brad Paisley. Two of them together are going to serve as headliners for the first edition of Lasso Montreal, which is a country music festival coming. Hey, guess where it's going to be held, ladies? You want to take a guess? Where do you think Lasso? Jennifer, you get the prize. Middle of August, the 15th, 14th to 15th of August. Festival include performances by Old Dominion, Morgan Wallen, Brett Kissel, and Runaway Jane. No, it's Runaway June. It could be Runaway Jane. It could be Runaway July. Additional side stage performers will include Jordan Davis, Mackenzie Porter, Blanco Brown, Gabby Barrett. Love these names. The Washboard Union. Let's see here. Matt Lang, Tennille Arts, Sycamore, Phil G. Smith, and Five Roses. I was disappointed. I thought Phil B. Smith was going to be there. More acts are going to be performing on the third stage. They'll announce those next week or two. Festival right in the heart of downtown Montreal. Ahead of the two-day event, be a bunch of pre-shows that will be held at several venues, like August 13th, part of the Lasso Festival. Passes for Lasso Montreal available via the festival's LassoMontreal.com website. LassoMontreal.com. Two-day passes start at $199. So who wants to go? Raise your hands, please.
I'd love to go to Montreal, but yeah, I would love to.
Montreal, Toronto and Montreal are fabulous cities, I think. So clean and, I don't know, there's just something about Canada that's alluring. Everything except the weather. It's too damn cold most of the year. It's like being in Vermont or Minnesota. If you're lucky enough to go there in June, July, or August, you're all set. Otherwise, stay home. Okay, up next year, I was not from the, that wasn't from the County Tourism Bureau either in those states. Okay, let's have some Sheryl Crow, shall we, please? Moon River Music Festival. Another one of these annual deals make its return to Chattanooga. on September 12th and 13th. Pretty diverse lineup. Listen to this. Rock, folk, bluegrass, gospel musicians, Sheryl Crow and Nickel Creek headline the event for 2 days, which will be held once again at Coolidge Park there in Chattanooga. Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors will present and curate Moon River, also perform as part of the lineup. Additional artists include the Indigo Girls, Robert Earl Keen, Yola, the Jayhawks, Rebirth Brass Band, Natalie Hemby, and the McCrary Sisters. Kicking off the weekend of Moon River, live taping of NPR's Live From Here with Chris Thiel. Is it Thiel or Thiel? Is that, how do we know? Is that, what's this guy's name? Anybody know?
Don't know.
Okay. Anyway, so nobody cares about that. Take
Just
us for the NPR
show.
Quickly
and move on, and maybe nobody will notice if we say it wrong.
Thank you very much, boss.
It's always a good tactic.
It is a good tactic. Except usually, if I don't know what I'm...
Yeah, then Doug brings attention to it for about 5 minutes.
But you're going, that's not the way that's pronounced. So, anyway, tickets for the show go on sale the 21st of February. That's for the VIP people. General weekend passes go on sale February 13th. Wait a minute. It's the other way around, isn't it? General, the VIP stuff is February 13th. For sale, and the general stuff is February 21st. I'm going to guess that's the way it works. All right, figure it out later. You can go to the website. Right? Don't they have a website for this thing? MoonRiverMusicFestival.com.
You can just Google that, or just go to any Ticketmaster site. You know, Live Nation, whatever. Yeah. They all sell.
And overpay. Nonprofit partners and beneficiaries include Friends of Outdoor Chattanooga and St. Jude's Children's Hospital. One of our great assets in America. All right, so that's that music story. It's 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The first in the nation primary results are in from New Hampshire, and Bernie Sanders, the top vote getter there, just slightly ahead of Pete Buttigieg. And Amy Klobuchar had a fairly good third place finish, but Elizabeth Warren and Joe Biden trailed. Biden, who was in South Carolina last night, told supporters in New Hampshire remotely,
"We're going to be back in New Hampshire. We're going to be back there to defeat Donald Trump in November. Elect Jeannie the next
senator again and up and down the ticket. So don't go away. You're not getting rid of this. We're coming back, and we love you.
Andrew Yang and Michael Bennett both dropping out of the race once the results came in late last night. On the Republican side, President Trump cruised to an easy primary victory over the only Republican on the ballot besides him, Bill Weld. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
With a recession ending. If you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's 34 at the hour here on today's DJV program with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, and you. I'll drink to that. Matter of fact, I'm not going to drink this stuff, though. We got a couple of things. The food news department is open here, and we got some wine news, wine prices. Mm-hmm. What's the story there? Well, we have a problem growing enough grapes? Really? What's the story with that?
Well, experts at the recent winemakers conference say that growers have produced large crops of quality grapes over the last 2 years. So what that means, it's good for the wine drinker, not great for the winemaker. Allied Grape Growers highlighted a problem that many California grape farmers are facing. There's too much supply. And in the latest newsletter that they sent out, they estimate 100,000 tons of grapes were left hanging on the vines without buyers last year. And apparently, Now, not in my house, but apparently the demand for wine is dwindling. So, not in Jen's house. So, I don't know who's not drinking as much wine, but...
Those beer drinkers.
Yeah. Or I guess maybe just spirits in general. The newsletter says that data found that the number of California wine exports has consistently dropped since 2014. Experts say distributors will be forced to offer discounts at every price point. So it's, again, great for the wine drinker, not good for the winemaker.
So what does that mean? You can buy Ripple for $3 a bottle now? What, is that, what does that all mean?
I don't even know what that is.
$2 is back to $2 again.
Is it?
Okay.
Wow.
What's the least expensive bottle of wine, Jennifer, you ever bought?
I've had $2 Chuck. I don't know that I've ever purchased it, but I have had it.
Yeah. Is it terrible? I've never had it.
It's all right. I mean, it's not. It's
in my time, it was triple. You see, triple with Ripple, or there were...
Yeah, I've never had Ripple.
And
I've
that's
never
not
had,
wine.
I've never even heard of that. I don't know what that is.
What? Ripple wine?
I don't think that's real wine.
It's kind of. Like I think they refer to it as rot gut.
There's a lot of people talk about the stuff I've
I used to drink Boone's Farm. My wife and I drank Boone's Farm. I remember that from whenever in my life.
Boone's Farm is wine, and you can still buy it. It's $2.79 at Total Wine.
Really? $2.79 at Total Wine.
It comes in different flavors. There's strawberry hill fruit. There's
so why would the demand for it be going down?
And funny.
Why would there be people? If you go into any of the stores here in California, there are wine. There are racks of wine. There are aisles of wine. There's wine everywhere. And, see, I was in the Whole Foods last night, and they have a wine, they actually have a wine rack in there. I haven't seen one yet, because you can't do it in Massachusetts, but you can do it. Although, Trader Joe's sells wine in Massachusetts, but Whole Foods doesn't. I wonder why that is.
Well, in Jersey, Whole Foods has wine, but Trader Joe's doesn't.
Yeah.
In California, we have wine everywhere.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing.
Yep. All right,
you can actually get good wine in the grocery store in California.
Dunkin' Donuts trying to win over customers by serving better coffee. Really? Are they just coming up with that now?
Coffee wasn't bad to begin with, was it?
I don't know. I never had a cup of coffee in my life, so you couldn't prove it by me. But lots of people, they started in a little store, a hole in the wall in Westboro, Massachusetts, about 65, 70 years ago. Actually, right down the street. Very interesting. Westboro is a little quiet suburban town west of Boston, actually west of Framingham, where my farm is. And Dunkin' Donuts started there, and so did CVS, the consumer value store. The first one was right down the street from the first Dunkin' Donuts. I just was thinking about that, how little in there. They still have little stores there. Anyway, they're spending $60 million for new brewing equipment for all of their cafes, and they have expanded. They're finally getting a hold here in California a little bit. It took them a long time. They tried two or three times to do it. Now they're seemingly becoming more successful. So if I understand it correctly, I don't have much authority here. Maybe you guys should talk about this, because I don't know much about coffee quality. And that's
I think
you don't drink it either, Victoria.
I do every once in a while, not every morning, but yeah. And when I do get coffee, it usually is at Dunkin' Donuts, just Dunkin', because they drop the donuts. But yeah, it's amazing because they actually have a pretty decent cappuccino. A lot of people go in for lattes, and so that's why they're kind of really upping their whole game, because so many people, it used to just be, you know, people would get a cappuccino after dinner at a nice restaurant, but now people are drinking that every day, and Starbucks is kind of, you know, in part of that to blame, because it really brought fancier coffee to the mass market. And so now Dunkin' needs to keep up. A lot of people like McDonald's coffee, too. They have the McCafe, so they offer lattes and cappuccinos and stuff, too. So it makes sense that Dunkin' would want, because they have a lot of loyal customers. People who like Dunkin' Donuts are really loyal to the brand. So it makes sense that they want to kind of up it. And
is it better than Starbucks? Is Dunkin' Donuts better than Starbucks?
It's different. I think it's a different audience. I think it's different products. But at Dunkin' Donuts, just to actually prove what I was saying, espresso sales have jumped 40% year over year.
Really?
And that's, if you think about it, like the box O' Joe, you know, like the giant box of coffee
box
that sits
Joe.
On a that sits on
parties
a job site.
People,
that's not necessarily their customer anymore. So I think it's good that they're kind of adjusting with the brand.
Well,
and
they also
have the Beyond Meat sausage now in some of their meals. So they're kind of getting fancier.
Yeah,
the one near me actually offers almond milk and coconut milk, too, as an option.
It's pretty
not
good.
Milk. Thinking almonds.
Oh,
juice.
All right, whatever.
Speaking of milk, there is a study out right now, good for parents. Please listen to this carefully, very carefully, because this is important for parents everywhere who are trying to figure out whether to give their children whole milk or low-fat milk. And you will, the results of the study, which is something I've been talking about for a long time, exactly the opposite of what you'd think. This is a very systematic review. A lot of metadata here of studies all over the world, finding that children who drank whole milk, listen up, whole milk had 40% lower odds of being fat when they get older. The fat-reduced milk doesn't work. You don't understand how your body works. The fat body needs fat, and the fat in whole milk complements the need that you have. This is research done all over the world, as I said, currently in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. There's this overview of the study, 21,000 children between the ages of 1 and 18, and the research shows that children who drink reduced fat milk have a lower risk of being, showed that children who drank the milk had a...
No, whole milk. Wait, we're getting jumbled here. If you drink whole milk, if you drink whole milk as a kid, it's way better for you. And the main reason for that is, number one, fat doesn't make you fat. But the bigger reason is anything that's reduced. When you look at the back of the carton, whole milk has like 8 grams of sugar. And as you go down, skim milk has like 12 or 13 grams of sugar.
So none of these studies... I'm just sort of rifling.
But the sugar is what's making the kids fat.
Yeah,
It's just adding more sugar to their diet.
Yeah, a lot of that. And it happens when you're an adult as well, frankly. Majority of children in our country and up in Canada under the age of 8 consume cow's milk every day and not the other kinds of milk. Children don't seem to be given almond milk and soy milk and all that other crap that isn't milk. And maybe this will help people understand why that's not a good idea, because you need that fat in your body. There are all kinds of fats, as Jack and Ken will be happy to tell you, our two doctors, and the whole business. Wasn't it the Atkins diet that got everybody off of fat? What was the diet?
No, that's
that
all fat. That's all fat.
Okay, so what was the diet that got you off of fat?
I think in the 80s and 90s it was about low fat, and then so they did all these foods that had low fat, but they had high sugar content to make up the difference in the taste.
Right. All right, Chipotle is giving away some free guacamole. In their rewards program, it's called Guac Mode. Sounds like something the Affleck Duck would say. Guac Mode! Chipotle announcing the launch of this promotion brings free guacamole to anybody who signs up for the restaurant's rewards program. So if you're a lover of guacamole, you better act quickly because you have until the 20th of the month to lock in free guac, if you're so inclined. Join Chipotle Rewards February 20th by that time. Or text Guac Mode to 888-222, okay? Guac Mode, GUACMODE, to 888-222. Download the Chipotle Rewards app, and once the Guac Mode badge is activated, you got 24 hours to pick up whatever's being offered. Chipotle's reward program rolled out last year, 9 million members. How's Chipotle doing, generally speaking? Anybody? They had their problems for a while.
Yeah. I think they're doing okay.
Doing okay, yeah.
It's one restaurant that I never see empty. Every time I've ever gone in one, there's always a line. Every time.
The silver lining about Listeria and having all the issues that they did is that they're actually using fresh ingredients. That nothing was really frozen, and that's just the risk you take.
Right, it is, that's for sure. I remember Bob, the first time I went into one, Bob, my pal and co-worker here, took me into one. I'd never been in one. He says, come on, let's go have lunch in this place. And I went in and I liked it. It was good.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, it's quite good. 44 after the hour, this is the DJV program. Remember that we have all of the access, you have what we do, and you do too, access to our podcast every week. The one that's out right now has a focus on the Oscars, the In Memoriam segment. We talk about the passing of a couple of actors, Robert Conrad and Orson Bean, and what they meant to all of us individually. And the celebration of Christina Cook coming back to Earth after her space mission. If you haven't heard those conversations, check them all out. that we can, you can subscribe. We all can subscribe to our podcast. The Apple Podcast app is where to go. You can go to Spotify too. It's all, wherever you get your podcast, you can sign up for the DJV Show. DJVShow.com.
I'm doing it all, the water, the fiber, the exercise, but I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back. My doctor said I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Doctors recommend it, nutritionists recommend it, and customers love it. Calitrin Healthy Weight Loss. Just listen to what everybody is saying.
Hi, I'm Marie from Pennsylvania, and I just lost 117 pounds of Calitrin.
This is Ron from Texas. I've lost 35 pounds of Calitrin.
I'm a firm believer of Calitrin. I have been on it for quite a while now, not only for weight loss, but for arthritis pain. I just love it. I've got my both my daughters on it now, and my son-in-law. So I just cannot say enough about Calitrin.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it. So far, I've lost 35 and three-quarter inches, and I've lost 45 pounds. You need to give it a try. It works.
See, Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss, and with their huge buy three, get three free sale going on right now, there's never been a better time to order and be on your way to looking and feeling better. Just visit TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com, or call 833-TOP-LOSS.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to see the discount rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This portion of the program presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Millions of Americans finance their home of their dreams with the help of Quicken Loans. They can help you too. Rocket Mortgage. Push the button and get the mortgage pretty quick. That's why they call it Quicken, I guess, right? So, by the way, those of you who are worried, the Grand State still has gone to Bernie. He still won in the New Hampshire primary. What I got a kick out of in looking around at some of it, I just like to sort of, we all do this because there's so much around. I have 14 or so different sites that I look at for info over the course of the day and during the program. And, excuse me, on Real Politics, the headline reads, Trump attacks Mike Bloomberg, doesn't seem to realize he wasn't running. Apparently the president tweeted that the that Bloomberg had a bad night in New Hampshire. He wasn't on the ballot. But it's okay, take a shot. It's, you know, what it really does is recognize that that Trump is realizing who his real potential opponent is going to be. Yeah, but he tweeted, New York Mayor Mike Bloomberg having a very bad night as the New Hampshire Democratic primary results keep rolling in. I don't know. I just find there's a charm to that, I think, under the circumstances. Stand before the hour.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have 2 convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Drive into the life of Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show, heard around the country every week, or every weekend, I guess. Well, that happens every weekend, happens every week, right? He's very reliable. He's very resourceful. He's very knowledgeable. So we have Coors Light. Why am I hearing myself? Is there something going on there, Kara? I can hear myself. Coors Light covering dog adoption fees across the country until February 21st. Do you hear that? What do you think is $100 in fees for 1,000 eligible dog adoptions around the country? I didn't realize Coors was into that. This is, let's see, I'm looking at some of the states. Residents here in California, in Louisiana, Pennsylvania, South Dakota, Texas, Virginia, West Virginia are not eligible. I wonder why that is.
They might have certain laws in those. I think I haven't heard this. I'm hearing this for the first time. I think it's a great idea. What we're starting to see, though, is that because so many people, 60%, of people living in North America are such animal lovers that corporations are really starting to get involved with pets. Look, all the NFL teams, they all have clothing and items for your dog or for your cat. So it's something that's going around. But I like the idea that it's going to rescue animals and save them because people can now maybe adopt that may not have been able to afford the adoption fee.
Yeah, they're going to spend $100,000. So it's good PR for them. I don't know what the beer tastes like. Do you drink beer? I can't imagine you drink.
I don't. I don't drink any alcohol.
No, it's not bad, actually. As far as light beer goes, yeah, it's not bad.
No.
Yeah. But what about the company that put the dogs that were missing on their beer cans?
Oh, yeah, that was a craft brewery, I think.
Yeah,
smaller scale, but yeah, that was great.
But they've already reunited a couple of dogs with their guardians. I guess an excuse to have a beer, I guess. That's a great idea, it really is. I just wanted to touch on this for a second. Valentine's Day is Friday.
Yep.
And, you know, we always talk about holidays and dangers, but kind of February 14th is really dangerous. Number one, there is more chocolate around on February 14th than any other day of the year. So we know the problems with theobromine. And here's something a lot of people don't know. A lot of the non-sugar candies and the gums have something called xylitol. We've talked about this before. Xylitol, a lot around. Candles for ambience on Valentine's Day, very dangerous. More fire start because the dog's tail knocks it over. Gift wrap. And here's something that's real important, especially for cat guardians out there. Lilies. Lilies, including all members of the lily family, are highly toxic to cats and can be fatal if consumed. So just be really conscientious.
My friend's two cats almost died from eating lilies. Her husband
brought
home...
Why would they eat them? Why
because they, because cats will just, I guess. But her husband brought her a bouquet of lilies, and she didn't know, and both cats ate it and then started throwing up, and she rushed them to the vet, and the vet said that if it had even been maybe 10 or 15 minutes more, they would have both died. We had no idea.
And it's amazing, just like you said, Victoria, most people don't even have any idea that lilies can be that dangerous.
Yep.
They know about other things that might be dangerous, mistletoe or whatever, but lilies are really dangerous, chocolates also. So just be conscientious this Valentine's Day. And 25%, let me get that statistic. I think it's 25% or 30% of pet guardians would rather spend Valentine's Day with their pets than their significant other.
Yeah, right.
And their significant other. I think that's a great idea.
That is. Now, go up, wait a minute, I've been out here. Didn't let Denise hear you say that.
I didn't say.
You didn't say that. I won't report. number of rats and bats. Some guy, where is the hotel or a bunch of hotels? This guy was bringing rats with
Utah.
Him.
Utah. They were in Utah.
Yeah. I'm going to Utah later today. What's the name of the hotel? See if I can find some.
Don't bring any rats if they aren't to it. They really are.
Yeah.
And the other thing that's real important that I was talking about on the show this week, I get so frustrated when I see people really, really overcorrecting or really punishing their dog. Dogs do not learn via punishment. So even yelling at your dog, wagging your finger at your dog, and shaking at the dog, all of those things are really traumatic. Dogs don't understand what all that means, and they get real scared about it. So you don't have to punish your dog. If you take the time to teach your dog to do something right, you don't have to focus on the no, no, no. I often joke, I go into people's homes and say no. The dog comes thinking that's his name because he hears it so much. But it's true. Focus on the positive and don't overly correct your dogs. Let the dog be a dog. You know, a dog has to sniff another dog's butt once in a while. There's nothing wrong with that. Let it happen. In fact, I'm going to do a piece this week on Facebook, a live piece specifically on whether or not guardians are micromanaging their dogs and cats.
I was trying to move the microphone over to Daisy's nose so you could hear her snoring.
I thought that was you, Doug. I didn't know that was Daisy.
That was Daisy. So what about the rats and the bats and stuff that are in the pipeline? Well, it depends on what you read or what you hear. Some of the Chinese reports are that rats and bats and stuff get into the ventilation systems of some of these places where the coronavirus has showed up, because there's something in their fecal matter and it gets blown around. And you can be way away from it and you still get it. So, I don't know, maybe you stay away from rats and bats as much as anything else.
I kind of love rats. I got to love rats.
Do you really?
Yeah, American rats are safe, I think, though.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.